I don't really know what to say, Alan. I mean, I saw your team in front last week and then couldn't hang on. And again today, I mean, even more so. And I thought they were defending so resolutely in the second half.
Yeah, it's painful today for the club, and particularly for our players. I mean, you know, the effort they've put in today, the game plan and sort of almost carried out to the letter. We made a couple of errors in the game, and we really paid for it. I didn't expect to lose Johnny today because he had trained okay this week, but obviously he'd been sick and he was cramping up. And that probably was the pivotal moment in the game. We had to take him off, and unfortunately, we made a couple of errors just after that. They equalised, but even so, for the boy to stick it in the top corner, the second goal really is painful for us.
I mean, 10 points from safety now. I know mathematically you can still stay up, but you were hinting to me last week it was difficult, if not impossible.
Well, of course, it's. The ratio of wins that we've had all year is not suggesting that we're going to do it. But all we can do is put in displays of that type from now to the end of the year and see where it takes us. Well, it got us nothing today, and we certainly deserve something. But unfortunately, that's probably the story of West Brom's season, really.
And finally from me, you've got 2 weeks to your next game because of the international break. I mean, do you almost start to think about next season and have to start thinking about next season now?
Well, of course, you know, we've had conversations about next year already and the scenarios that might happen and might not happen. It is difficult to kind of contemplate and think about those things after the disappointment of today because it really is hurtful for us because, as I say, the team didn't warrant what they got today.
The change of shape was significant and worked well today, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And we had chances from the off, really. We didn't tight take them, and that was a bit disappointing. But we got ourselves the lead. And, you know, in terms of the general performance of the individuals, probably, excuse me, as sound as I could have asked for. But it's difficult to keep saying to the players, you know, the same things. They've given me everything they can and just wasn't good enough today.
It's a really good team goal. Again, that's a very little consolation. And I'm loath to criticise Ben Foster because he's made some really good saves for you through the season. But could he have done better with that shot?
Knowing Ben as I do, he'd be the first to sort of say he should have. But unfortunately for us, it's a crucial time, and that's how it is. He's a great goalie, and he has been brilliant for us and one of our performers of the year, even though in a disappointing season. So, you know, we have to accept that.